You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Time again for our weekly catch-up with RNIB Chief Executive Simon Antrobus here on RNIB Connect Radio to talk about what's been happening around the organisation and, of course, news and topics relating to life as a blind or partially sighted person. Hello, Simon, and thank you for joining me this week.
Hello, Toby. Good to join you.
Simon, you have been in Cornwall this week at the Anthropy Conference, which brings chief executives from across the charitable, social justice and social care sectors together to discuss ways of creating a more unified society. How was the conference, and is there anything that you might be bringing back from the conference to the way that the RNIB works with our sight loss partners and wider partners too?
Yeah, it's been a great experience, Toby. I've had a really interesting 3 days here in Cornwall as part of the Anthropy Conference. And look, I'm 3 months into my role here as CEO at RNIB. I've been full on in terms of getting to understand how the organisation works and the change we want to see for blind and partially sighted people. So it was a good opportunity to pause and reflect with my CEO colleagues across civic society. And I have to say, it's been a really interesting couple of days. So the kind of things I'm taking home as I drive back up the A30 and then the M5 is, I guess, three things that spring to mind for me. One is about the importance of trust for charities and building a sense of trust by being really kind of authentic about what we do and really deliberate about what we do. And this being a key factor for our customers, blind and partially sighted people, but equally our supporters to engage with us as an organisation. And trust generally in society these days is under pressure, isn't it? So that was a really important theme. I think the other one was, and I think this is so important when we're talking about the change we want to see for blind and partially sighted people, all about partnership and collaboration. So how can we, as RNIB and me as the CEO of RNIB, make sure that the work we do and how we show up with other organisations really does drive impact for blind and partially sighted people. And I'm really struck by how important that is, how difficult it can sometimes be, but how important it is. And sometimes we need to put our egos aside to really focus on the change we want to see. And then the third point, which I think is an interesting concept in and of itself, is innovation. So whilst we need to make sure that the things we do that we've always done that are really important to blind and partially sighted people, that we continue to do those things in the best way we can, we also need to think about what is the next future opportunity that will deliver significant change for our customers. And for us, that's blind and partially sighted people. So I think those are the kind of three things I take: trust, partnership and collaboration, and innovation are the things I'll be thinking about as I'm driving home.
Well, also, I suppose, thinking about ways of making a more unified society and providing support for blind and partially sighted people, we must talk about the cane walk and the handing in of the Life on Pause petition this week to West Reading, the Secretary of State for Health and Social Care, calling on more action to be taken on vision rehabilitation services so that visually impaired people's lives are not put on pause. I think there were over 48,000 people who signed the petition, which is a fantastic achievement, which will hopefully help to make changes to the provision of vision rehabilitation services. But this is a great way of showing sort of, I suppose, ministers and government about making better, I suppose, provision and better services for blind and partially sighted people.
Absolutely. And I'm really proud that we played our part in that, Toby. It was great to see so much support for such an important area in terms of rehabilitation, which is under pressure. It's patchy. It's not working as it should. And I'm pleased that we were able to deliver such a strong message to West Reading. And that plays to what's really important to us. You know, the cane walk is what it exemplifies is a couple of things: that we're not going to stand for mediocre services and support for blind and partially sighted people. Actually, we're going to really put forward the options and the opportunities for the future. But equally, we need to do that with lived experience in mind. So, you know, there's close on 50,000 signatures in that petition, But what we're really taking forward is our knowledge and expertise, which comes from the lived experience of blind and partially sighted people that have contributed to our understanding of what's really important in that space. And it's absolutely critical, isn't it, that we continue to hold the government to account on its parity of equity when it comes to blind and partially sighted people's roles in society, which is fundamental. I think it's certainly one of the things that's come across very strongly to me in my 3 months induction here at RNIB.
Well, I suspect we'll be talking more about ways that the organisation can influence ministers and politicians too. But you will find a wide range of information and advice on living with sight loss on the RNIB website, which is rnib.org.uk. You can always, of course, call the RNIB helpline on 0303 123 9999 or use your Amazon smart device to call the RNIB helpline too. Well, thank you very much indeed, Simon, for chatting with me this week here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks, Toby.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.